And that's why I wonder, what do we do when the newspaper industry goes out of business? Because, well, not only have we put a lot of journalists out of business, but this company, or this, not company, but country was founded on freedom of press,
Right.
right? And like, who's going to be interviewing the White House, the president in the White House room with all the reporters when it's just a bunch of bloggers? Who do
Yeah.
you pick? Like the most
Well,
Mopar?
I think that the internet does provide kind of a neat opportunity for a real, I mean, think about if you wanted to break into the news industry 20 years ago with a new channel, you'd need to have monstrous amounts of wealth. And with the internet, you can do it on a really slight budget, and you can get enough people looking at you that you could compete with these, like some bloggers, not us, have, thousands upon thousands of viewers. And
No, millions
so
upon millions,
yeah,
yeah.
okay, yeah. And so I mean, like, there's that possibility. And I think the internet's really good in that sense. Suddenly it's much more democratized. And it's much more of a free market than a market controlled by, four or
Oh, I mean
five.
that goes without saying, but it's strange because a lot of the way our society has been built up is like there are industries and there are people and there are like modes of conduct that are based on a print medium.
Right.
Right, and there's people who sell newspapers.
Yeah.
There's new newspaper stands, right? There are journalists who have like a normal routine like access pass to the White House or to the briefing rooms of all, governments across the land. And those are people who come from print. Right? What happens when print goes away? Who qu asks the questions? And is it like a government guy 37, Or is it like Cal
Well,
Politics number 42,
here's the thing. I think that the who the people will choose
Right.
will be the one that is that proves to be the most accountable. And I think that, that's not gonna be Reporter Dude 84. It's
But
gonna be the one who provides the most transparency, not only about what they're trying to report about, but who they are.
See, the weird thing is the way newspapers are going now, it's like, okay, newspapers, we know how they were, what their profit, not profit margin, but not their profit model, but like basically their finance model was ads and subscriptions,
Right.
right? Now, for the internet, there's no subscriptions. And
Right.
if there are, they're minuscule, and the ads are dwindling.
Mm-hmm.
So who's gonna pay Reporter Guy 42?
Well, I mean, if you got started and you got going enough, theoretically, I bet you people would be willing to part with a penny a day and you'd make
And then the
$1 million.
newspapers wouldn't have a problem. I mean, the newspapers wouldn't be complaining, and they wouldn't be out of business if that was the case, right? The problem is they have are having a hard time monetizing.
Because they gave it away for
They gave
free.
it away,
Right.
right? And now the thing is, the cat's out of the bag. Everybody can't, nobody can charge
Right.
because it's been given
Right.
away.
Well, as soon as everybody goes down, then somebody's going to start charging
I
again.
mean, then it.
I mean, it's that first tech boom, that first bubble,
Right.
back in whatever, the late 90s or something like that.
Yeah.
The first internet boom had to pop.
It did, but I
And
mean, it doesn't, it hasn't changed anything. Everything's still free.
no, because someone found models that work.
I don't think anybody's found any models that work. Nothing's free. I mean, everything is free still, and all these companies that make a ton of money, they make them off of ads,
Okay,
right? But those
that
ads, they
works.
make less and less every year. And it's like those ads, like they're dependent on like whether the economy's good. If the economy goes like, if we hit another, it's a cycle. If we hit the bottom of a cycle and all of a sudden the ads are down, we have to lay off all the reporters, because I mean nobody's paying the money. And I mean, let's just say I do pay, and let's say the subscription is $5 a month. I'm gonna copy it and send it to like 16 of my friends for free over
That's
email,
true.
which is free.
That's true.
I don't know how they plan on charging for it, but I mean, it's like it's so difficult to keep things free anymore, or
Yeah.
to keep things not free anymore.
No.
So, but I mean, like I guess what I was getting back to was we've built a lot of like things around this industry, print. Like I said, most importantly, it's the print media has been charged with accountability and politics, fact checking, reporting on nightly news, however stupid the nightly news is, right? Like just basically reporting news to people, being allowed access to politicians to ask them questions,
mm-hmm.
you know, as opposed to just like some constituent.
Right, right.
Like, it's how do we function without these things anymore? It's weird.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just don't think if you asked me, should the government bail out the print industry, the print news industry, I would say no.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's one of those things we're just going to have to figure out when it comes.
Well, what do you think? I mean, what do you think? I mean, so here we are,
mm-hmm.
right? The print, let's just say it's a goner.
Okay.
You know, like, let's just say in 3 years, print will cease to exist in a widespread format.
Right.
You know, and if it does, it'll be people funding it at a loss.
Okay. Well, maybe nonprofit.
So nonprofit.
Maybe.
But nonprofit.
That's one viable, you know.
Sure, sure. So, but I mean, somebody's going to give them grants and all that stuff. But let's say that, okay, so nonprofit, that's one way, right?
Yeah.
And then the other way is obviously the internet, because there's going to be a million people writing reports, you know, and blogging and making entries on the internet. And we'll have no idea how good they are or bad they are, right? Because the thing is, all that print is just all those words that come on the internet that, you know, there's sources and stuff like that, and they're just click-throughs. You don't know if they're true or not.
Right, right.
And they, I mean, do these people have access to ask the questions? Do they go to town meetings? Do they like watch C-SPAN? I don't know what they do. Right? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what they do. The nonprofits, we also don't know what they do, but at least they sit in some building,
right?
And they have a title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's the way it's going to be. Like, it's going to basically going to be nonprofit, grant-sponsored news,
or just donor. You know, donor.
Well, KPBS, like basically NPR sort of situation.
NPR type stuff. I mean, and NPR, honestly, like you compare what NPR puts out there to you know, Fox News, CNN, and whatever the other one is, MSNBC, and NPR is the best news source there.
Of course, and it's strange because the thing is, NPR has a very interesting relationship with the government.
Right.